The future of Montana's vote-by-mail option for the November election could be decided any day now after a legal challenge wrapped up this week in federal court. President Donald Trump and other Republican groups sued the state over Governor Steve Bullock's decision to let counties use mail-in ballots to help keep voters safe during the pandemic. The GOP claims mail-in voting is subject to fraud, but Nancy Leifer with the Montana League of Women Voters refutes that idea and says lawsuits like this cause confusion and could influence some folks not to vote.
This kind of thing throws suspicion into people's minds about, well, oh gosh, is it really safer, isn't it? And of course, the thing about Montana is Montana has a very, very safe voting system, and there's absolutely no reason to be questioning it.
45 of the state's 56 counties have opted to offer a mail-in ballot. U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen promises to make a speedy decision in the case before the October 9th deadline to send out all the mail-in ballots. Leifer points out that it's important to follow this case because if the GOP challenge is successful, then no one will receive a mail-in ballot, which many are expecting. She says it would also force people to vote in person, and a final decision might not come in time to request an absentee ballot.
If you're for some reason unable to leave your house, and certainly there are people who are under quarantine from COVID who can't leave their house, that essentially disenfranchises them because they don't have time for the process to happen for them to get a ballot and get it back in again.
A 2017 state report found that allegations of mail-in voter fraud during a Montana special election that year were inflated and represented only a small portion of the votes cast. Support for this reporting is provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Diane Bernard.